Diners in Paris are being encouraged to consider Europe's refugee crisis from a new perspective, a culinary one. Refugee chefs joined French chefs recently in about a dozen of the city's restaurants for an exchange of gastronomy and culture. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The kitchen is hot and hopping at restaurant La Mijon as chef Stéphane Jégo gets lunch underway. Jégo, who's been at the small Paris bistro 14 years, is joined on this day by Mohamed El Khaldi, a chef from Damascus. Jégo says while they don't speak the same language, they're able to communicate through food.
On a fusionné, on a interprété.
Gastronomy is truly universal. We are fusing our two cuisines today. We're working with a lot of French ingredients, but interpreting them with Syrian tastes. We're bringing a touch of Syrian spices and sun, and it's a wonderful exchange.
El Khaldi arrived in France 8 months ago with his wife and three children after a harrowing trip across many countries and the Mediterranean Sea. While most Syrians wanted to be in Germany, for Damascus chef El Khaldi, it had to be France.
France is the mother of cuisine of the world, you know. That's why I choose France, because I need to learn more. I need to learn the culture of the France, the, you know, gastronomic food. This is my passion, you know. And someday I hope to open my restaurant here and tell the French people, we are here, we have good culture, we have good food, we have good service.
El Khaldi is boiling up kibbeh in hot oil. The pastry, which looks a lot like hush puppies, is a vegetarian version stuffed with spinach and pomegranate seeds. It will be served with a thick lentil soup. Also on the Franco-Syrian menu is quail with frikeh, a Syrian summer durum wheat that is roasted for flavor. And then there's lamb tartare alongside caramelized eel. El Khaldi says Syria, like France, has a rich gastronomic culture with diverse regional specialties.
Aleppo is perfect for the grill. Damascus is perfect for the sweet and the main dish. Hummus is perfect for the maza, you know, appetizers. You know, Hama is perfect for the cheese. That's why we have a big culture of the food.
El Khaldi says this joint meal is important to show that Syrian people are serious about working but also want to enjoy life. The refugee chef experiment also features cooks from Iran, Ivory Coast, and Sri Lanka. It was the idea of Food Sweet Food, an organization that encourages dialogue through home-cooked meals.
Avec épinards, une petite sauce pimentée.
Diners are brought course after course, each served with French wines. Businessman Olivier Caro says the Syrian touch is subtle.
The spices don't hide the original taste, so it's very nice to have it in the mouth.
But he says the meal gets him thinking beyond food. He says it could help counter people's fears about refugees.
This kind of action, because it's linked with food, which is one of the pillars of our culture, I think it helps to accept the fact that we need to be more open.
Caro thinks France and Europe, much like this meal, could be enriched by opening up to refugees and their diversity. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.